Kendall. I'm so glad to be here with you and Spike. It's what I've dreamed of for so long. What? You need me to take care of Spike? Well, okay. Spike Man, I love you. And I love Kendall. And we're gonna be happy. What? Police? What are you doing here?
Kendall, I know you're really upset with me. You think I took your little Spikey and drove him off a cliff and damaged his eardrums. You always were a best friend to me. Now we are the worst of enemies. I may be selfish and whiny, but I'm no kidnapper.
Aiden, he did, he warned me about you. Said you were nuts, that you were sniffing glue. Now I'm in an awful mess. Derek Fry has handcuffed me. Please, Kendall, this is a reach. Even for you, it's nuts what you will teach. Spike is really touched. You know that I'm not stealing your baby. I'm not stealing your baby. No. Kendall, I'm not stealing your baby. I'm not stealing Spike. I'm not. You're mean. You suck, Kendall.
This week on All My Children, Kendall goes f***ing crazy.
Tad gets laid.
Aiden goes berserk.
Ryan kidnaps Richie.
Erica and Jack have sex.
Babe and JR have sex.
JR and Ava don't have sex.
And Josh's storyline disappears.
All this week on the Pine Valley Podcast.
Welcome to the Pine Valley Podcast for the week ending November 2nd. I am your host, Ashley Mendoza.
And I'm your guest host, Jordan Hudson.
Hey, Jordan is here today.
Thank you for inviting me back.
I'm going to tell you something. A lot of stuff happened this week.
It did.
But the sad thing is that when Jordan came over to my apartment today, we started talking about As the World Turns.
Yeah, we did.
That's a little sad.
It is a little sad.
I don't really watch As the World Turns. I catch it in like bits and pieces.
Mm-hmm.
But Jordan fills me in on the stuff. And he was like explaining some of the storylines that I actually really like Paul and Meg.
Paul and Meg. They don't have a Paul and Meg on All My Children. That's the problem. We need a superstar couple. We need a Greg and a Jenny to root for.
Don't even say it. Oh my God. People, we were talking about this. We were talking about the writer's strike. And, yeah. You know, the writer's strike is scheduled to happen. You know, as of right now, it's going to happen as of Monday morning at 12 midnight. So we were wondering, actually, Superposter posted it on his blog. He was wondering, if they're going to start re-airing stuff. Because basically, what is it, Jordan? It's like they have 6 weeks of written script.
Yeah, about 6 weeks. I mean, they planned it out like 6 months in advance. But you're right. There's only like 6 weeks, I think, of scripts actually written already. So, I mean, even if the strike goes past that, then, oh, well.
Then the option is either you air reruns and you don't break the strike.
Or you get some scabs, which the last time there was a writer's strike, they did hire scabs and they kept the soaps going. They really did.
Badly, right?
Yeah, no, it affected the soaps. Soaps were really bad, especially All My Children. I forgot what it was, but I think Agnes Nissen was still involved in the show. And I think she even made a comment about something that was done that was really wrong, and it was because of the writer's strike, but I can't remember the specifics about it.
Well, my hope and prayer would be, considering that All My Children cannot afford bad writers right now.
Exactly.
I'm sorry, they can't. My hope and prayer would be, as Superposter posited, that perhaps they would show reruns.
Well, I think that would be a good idea. I don't think they would do it. I don't think they do it, though.
But listen, people.
Because the ratings would go up and people would be watching the show. You'll never see another new episode of All My Children again.
Honestly, that is true.
I'd rather watch it.
Like, I am dying. Like, when I go on YouTube and I get the Greg and Jenny clips, mm-hmm, and the Angie and Jesse clips.
And Liza.
Even Nina and Cliff.
Nina and Cliff. And oh, yeah.
Brooke was great.
And young Brooke.
And young Mark.
Look.
And Erica.
I'd even settle for Lainey and David, all right? That's how much I'd rather that's be seeing old my children. Even like Lainey, and for those of you who don't remember, Lainey was Dixie's youngest sister. And like her and David were like supposed to be like the Greg and Jenny of their generation. And it didn't really hit, but I'd still rather watch them than what's going on now.
I know. I mean, I don't want to harsh on the show too much because let's face it, it's improved, right?
No, this is where we disagree. I actually think the show has improved. I think the writing is better. I think the storylines are better. My only problem, and I told you this before, is I don't care about these characters. They're not part of the Oh My Children history and canvas to me. You look at the show and most of these people have been on the show for maybe a year or two. They have no ties to the main family.
I don't know about most, Jordan. That's not true. Like, Kendall is more than a year.
No. But yeah, I'm not saying everybody. I'm talking about, the people they're focusing on.
Oh, right,
the people
that are
in the main story. Like, Blandy, her brother.
Right.
Ava.
Right.
You know, I mean, that's not saying that. You know, I mean, we were talking about the other ABC soaps. And One Night to Live, I mean, I'm not a big fan of One Night to Live because I've never really been a big fan of One Night to Live. But One Night to Live is doing really well. Creatively. Absolutely. And everything. And the fans are liking it. And again, part of the reason, and I give props to Mr. Sexy Frank Valenti, because he knows the history of the show. He's been working on the show since he was like a little wee lad. And
he's the executive
producer now, but he worked his way up. He was like Paul Rauch's assistant.
He's like the Julie Hannah Carruthers of
Yeah, yeah. He just worked his way up.
Except much more handsome.
Very, very handsome.
And slimmer.
And ooh. Ooh, I didn't know she was heavy. I never met Julie Hannah Carruthers.
Listen, she's not fat. I'm not saying she's fat. I'm saying he's nice and trim. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, he's the show, it knows its history. You know, and the families are all still there. And it respects it, and the families are all still there. The Buchanans are still there, front and center. Mm-hmm. And you know, and all those characters have been in the show for like, you know, and that's the same thing with As the World Turns, with Guiding Light. You know, there's history there. And All My Children right now, there's a lack of history.
I agree.
I mean, instead of bringing on all these new people that we don't care about, it's been so long. Recast Mateo. Him and Haley broke up. Bring Mateo back to town.
You think?
I say bring Mateo back to town.
I'm sick of recast, Papi. Recast
works. How? When there's been some time.
Time. Greenlee was gone for a little bit.
Yeah, but that was just a bad mistake on what's-her-name's part to cast Sabine. I mean,
still think that Blandy, Melissa Claire Egan, would have been a better Greenlee.
I agree with you.
Blandy's all goody-goody and everything, and Melissa Claire Egan does the goody-goody thing a little too good. It's a little nauseating. But it would have given Greenlee more color.
But see,
more three-dimensionality.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think Melissa, what's her name?
Melissa Claire Egan.
Man, that's a lot. That's not a mouthful to say.
That's what we call her, MCE. All right,
I'm going to say MCE because that's easier for me. MCE, I think, is a good actress.
She's all right.
I think she's a good actor. I just think it's a horrible character.
It is a horrible character.
There's nothing to the character.
I agree. Horrible.
I think.
Not sexy.
See, you got to understand. I think if you give her something different, I actually think if she goes to a different soap.
She could have made that role interesting.
If she goes to a different soap, she gets a different role. I bet you, and she's going to turn it out.
It always happens. I agree with that. Look, happened to Zach.
On what?
His poor Charles character? That guy was a wallflower. That guy was a wussy boy. Like Ryan.
I'm not going to comment. You know I don't like him. I didn't like him on One Night to Live. I didn't like him on Poor Charles. I don't like him on All My Children. I'm get rid of Zach fan club here.
Man.
I don't like him. That's all yours, girl.
Listen, let's start with a little bit of recaps. What do you think?
Yes, let's go into the show. We'll comment here and there.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. Listen, we're going to start talking about, of course, Miss Kendall Hart Slater.
I love her.
I know. She's awesome.
Her
character right now, a little cuckoo.
A little cuckoo. But you know what I love about her character right now is that she is her mother's daughter. That's all I can say.
Yes, that is true.
She is Erica Kane's daughter, more so than Bianca will ever be. Not because of the lesbian thing, just because Kendall's just as crazy and ditzy as her mom. She comes up with these schemes, yep. And she goes, and she's Erica's daughter, and I'm enjoying that.
It is fun.
It's fun.
All right, people, listen. We'll start from the beginning. I'm not going to put my 2 cents in right now because y'all know how I feel about Miss Sabine Singh as Greenlee and the Greenlee character. I'm going to stop harshing on Sabine. I'm going to start harshing on the Greenlee character, all right? Because the Greenlee character, to me, is a travesty. It's just ridiculous. She's dumb. She's stupid. She was never dumb. She was never stupid.
She's
she was
whiny.
Never whiny. I mean, she was never any of those things. So right there, you lost me a little bit. But we'll go to the recap. Basically, you had the beginning of the week where you had the beginning of the unwinding of Crazy Kendall. Mm-hmm, I mean, we've had Crazy Kendall a little bit for a while. Did I just spit on you, Jordan?
No.
Jordan, we have to share one microphone, people.
No, why did you think I
we're not
know.
Very high tech, and I saw Jordan wipe his face. I'm like,
no,
oh,
I had an itch. I was scratching.
I'll try not to spit on you.
You did not spit on me.
All right, so listen. So anyway, so we had the whole thing with the gun in the bag, remember?
Yes, the gun in the bag.
And of course, it wasn't loaded. And of course, I'm so stupid, people. Last week, I couldn't figure out who Kendall was like when she was unloading the gun. It was Zach. Zach caught her in the park, of course. You know, and then, you know, it was interesting because here's what I liked about that particular scene. Mm-hmm. And this is why I like Zachary, Alexander Cambius Jr. This is why I like him. He held that trembling little 90-pound waif who was upset and crying. He held her to his manly, hairy chest. Little bit of hair, not a lot of hair, just, you know, a nice down. And he held her tight and he said, I'm going to take care of you, Kendall. And that made me a little choked up because he was, you know, a lot of men, they have a crazy girl, they run. They run for the hills. Not Zach. He gonna take care of his lady. You know what I'm saying? And that made me a little emotional. I liked it.
I know. You got choked up. I chucked up. That's what I found. I think she deserves better.
But then she lies to him. She is lying to him every day that she breathes.
She's Erica's daughter.
She tells him she is done with her evil plans, that she's not gonna go crazy, that she's together, and he believes her.
She's Erica's daughter, and that's what I love. Well, Erica does the same thing.
At what point, when is he gonna see through her? I mean, maybe now that all this stuff happened, which we'll get to. But you know what was interesting? And you know what should have been the song of the week?
What?
Kendall went to see Ian. Can you believe it? I can't believe it. She went to visit Ian in the hospital. It's a newsflash, people. It was astounding. She actually went to see her child.
Well, you let off on her.
It's true.
She's having some Britney Spears postpartum depression. Leave her alone.
Gosh darn.
You know.
It was amazing. And then it was kind of funny because in the beginning of the week, like you have... You know, Spike's ear gets better, and then, you know, everyone's all excited. They all go back to Ryan's place, and Kendall and Zach give Blandy and Ryan the news that Spike can have the surgery and all that stuff. And it's like, and Kendall and Ryan hug. Did you catch that hug?
Mm-hmm.
Didn't that bring back memories of old times? Wasn't that good?
That's like, why I want Zach gone. I want Kendall and Ryan.
I like Kendall and Zach, but listen, that moment was so astounding.
I think Kendall should be with Ryan.
I agree.
Kendall and Ryan.
When Kendall is with Ryan, Ryan has testicles.
That is a soap couple. That's my Paul and Meg on All My Children, my Kendall and Ryan.
Right.
And I've never been a big Ryan fan. But when they put him with Kendall...
Without Kendall, he has no testes. That's the problem. You know what I'm saying?
Give me some Ryan and
Wussy
Kendall.
Wussy boy Ryan wearing Nivea goat lotion and no testicles. I don't like it.
And too bad that he's married in real life. Because could you imagine the real life babies those two would have if they like united?
Listen, I'm talking about the real life babies with him and Editor Slavinsky or whatever her name is.
That's his wife's name?
No, that's the woman on Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, I don't watch that.
You have to watch Cameron
I don't watch that.
Dance with her.
I did see him do what was it that he did? That was it like last night? He did like a tango thing. I saw
it was
that.
A samba, maybe?
His shirt was open. And he was
his
like.
His shirt's always open, people.
That's how he started in All My Children, with his shirt open.
He made a weird comment, too, that I think he felt embarrassed for. He said that if he got to the finals, he'd take off his shirt. And then he felt embarrassed, I think.
Oh, Lord.
But listen, they're so astounding. And like, people, I had a discussion with one of my coworkers at work. They said, you think he's having a fling with her? And listen, I don't think he's having a fling with her. I don't say that at all. I think he and his wife are solid. I think they have two beautiful children. That's not my thing. What I'm saying is that he's very intimate with her. I noticed on Dancing with the Stars, when he was sitting next to her in the results show, he had his hand on her leg, like on her knee, like it was there. You know what I'm saying? And I thought to myself, if my man Carlos had his hand on some other girl's knee, I'm taking nunchucks to her. You know what I'm saying? And then to him. I will bat both her knees And then he's going to get it in the head.
That's,
you know,
the ghetto
what I'm
in you. You're a little ghetto.
All right, I'm a little ghetto. But all I'm saying is it was very intimate and it would have upset me.
It was just their coworkers supporting each other.
Not when you look like that.
I'd be more upset if, you know, I turn on the TV screen and I see my mate going at it with somebody.
Listen, even on Super Poster's blog, one of the photos was of Ryan and Blandy post-sex because they had sex this week. Everyone agreed. Snooze fest. So what I'm saying is you pair Ryan with Blandy on screen and I'm Cameron Mathis's wife.
No,
I don't care.
I was thinking more Ryan and Kendall.
All right, maybe that I will care. But him and Edita. Edita is a perfect woman.
Oh, see, I don't think she's cute.
She is incredible. Her body. Her body.
Her face, though.
Mm. All right, the face, you know what I'm saying. But the body.
I'm more of a face person.
Oh,
I don't care about the body. I
want to
see a nice face.
They look like they were making love with their clothes on when that dance. All right, I'm digressing, people.
Yeah, we're like, because anything's more exciting to know my children.
Listen, that's what I'm saying. That
keep digressing.
That coupling is the best chemistry on TV, I'm telling you right now.
All right.
All right, so anyway, so we got kind of like a few mix-up storylines because basically in the beginning of the week, you also had the greenie thing with her with the eggs and the embryos and stuff like that. And her going back and forth with JR, and him telling her he needs her shares and he'll give her the eggs. And he gives her 24 hours, and she is all like verklempt. She doesn't know what to do. And then she talks with Aiden while she's in Aiden's little blue pajama top, mm-hmm. and Aiden's in his bottoms. Now, say what you will about those characters. They're at least good together. You know what I'm saying? They are. No, listen, I liked her. I liked her in his little top, Like, she looks sexy in just the top, and then he looks sexy with his top off. And then them together, they have a nice chemistry. You don't agree, Jordan Hudson?
No, but see, this is what...
Jordan Hudson is looking at me so dubiously.
Dubiously. She's using those tense words. Listen, I love it. What?
I read the Reader's Digest, large print edition. I do.
Look, I think the storyline is interesting. I love the dialogue. If it was Rebecca playing it, I would enjoy it more. I just
you
don't like her.
You could never have Rebecca playing it.
Because she would grab JR's testicles and say, give me my eggs.
Well, also, too, she would never, ever accept a pairing with Aiden because she is like very high up in certain terms of status on that show, Rebecca Butter. You know what I mean? She would never accept it.
Yeah. I mean...
She would only accept maybe a Ryan pairing, maybe.
And I'm, again, and Aiden, I'm sure, is a really nice guy, but he should not be on this show. He's been on the show for how many years now? Oh. I mean...
Too many for Aiden to count.
I'm sorry. I fall asleep when him high. And... I fall asleep when him and Greenlee come on. I really...
I can't get into it.
I mean, I like the story. I like the storyline. I like the concept. I love the scenes with her and JR. But, yeah.
Well, bottom line is, he convinces her because Ryan is a really good mate of mine. And... I really don't want to keep anything from him. You let me know what you want to do. I'll keep my distance. Basically, what he's saying is that he wants her to tell Ryan. Because if he don't tell Ryan, then it puts him in a weird situation with Ryan. Because Ryan's a really good friend and blah, blah, blah. So she decides to go tell Ryan. So she interrupts the little shindig that's happening mm-hmm. at Ryan's place.
Right.
And she goes and talks to Ryan.
Yeah.
And they have a heart-to-heart. I know. I agree. Whatever. But listen, this is where I get angry because Greenlee, and I don't mean to go back to the well, people, about Rebecca Butt against Greenlee, but the truth is that when Rebecca played the character, I don't know that we would have had someone writing that Greenlee would have thought this is a good idea. Mm-hmm. Greenlee would have never thought that this cockamamie BS would have been a good idea to have Ryan's child a year or two after the fact, after causing all this destruction and hurt in the family, that why she would have thought she could have been part of the family and why Ryan would have to spell out to her, Greenlee, you will never be part of this family. Jordan, tell me, am I right?
No, it's...
Greenlee would
character.
Not have thought this. It's a completely different character.
They shouldn't. They should have just brought her on as Greenlee's sister.
You know what? I could see, and this is people. This is where you could see the writing on the page. Soaps have to fill a certain amount of time every week, every episode, and so they can't unfold the story instantly. So they have to have this filler obstacles. And I could see, people, the story on the page. Let's get Greenlee all excited before she comes to the realization that she can't do this, which is what happens. She and Ryan have a very nice whatever, heart to heart. She comes to realize that she needs to move on with her life.
She does.
And she's not a part of his life, that she won't have, you know, she won't find what she's looking for with these embryos that she's got. And so she rejects JR. Mm-hmm. And she goes to Aiden. And it was actually a nice moment of growth. I'll give you that, people. A nice moment of growth. But stupid. Damn stupid. Because it should have never been a thought in her little pea brain in the first place. That's what I'm saying. New Greenlee, pea brain. Old Greenlee, big brain. Big, complicated, messy, fun, beautiful, ugly, everything brain. So three-dimensional. You know what I'm saying?
I love when you get fired up like this. But it's this is true. That time in the podcast where she picks one subject to get on her soapbox about.
That's my soapbox.
I love it. I love it. She's very adamant about this week.
Well,
Miss Greenlee.
Anyway, she looked really pretty this week too, people. I'll give you that. She looked really pretty.
You thought?
I did. She had the curly hair and the brown outfit.
You know why I thought
she looked
really pretty?
Who?
And I don't know if you mentioned, because I haven't been here in a while, but you might have mentioned it. But Blandy's hair is dark.
I love it.
Totally different look.
Absolutely.
She looks hot like that.
Honestly, the best thing she ever did like for that. Her character and her career.
Yeah, she... MCE, is that it? MCE,
yes,
right?
MCE.
MCE, keep your hair that color, girl. There's enough, like, bleach blondes or, like, lighter hair girls running around Hollywood. You look very good with the dark hair.
Right.
It very much flatters you. And speaking about hair, I'm really worried about the rest of All My Children. I think that the fact that the writing was so bad for so long is affecting all the other departments. Because I don't know what was up with wardrobe this week or with hair. I mean, I know it's a Halloween episode, but what the hell was Crystal wearing at the freaking on Wednesday's episode?
It was funny because
or was it Tuesday's?
Carlos was watching with me, and he likes, there's some painter or something. Oh, I forgot his name. It looks like this painter threw up on her or something.
Did you see that
and
shirt?
And I was like, wow, that's really accurate.
I didn't
know the painter, but.
I was like, what? And then my girl, who's so beautiful, who I love.
I know who you're going to say.
Who?
Minnie Hands Julia.
No.
But she's an example, right?
Yeah, no, she's an example.
Bad
looking
hair.
Frumpy.
Bad hair.
Frumpy. They're making
bad
her look
clothes.
Very frumpy.
Absolutely.
No, what's her name? Zach's ex-wife. Why am I...
Your favorite and you can't remember her name?
I know what...
Hannah.
Oh, Hannah, right, Hannah. No, I keep calling her Lana because she used to play Lana Lang
you're
on
right,
Superboy.
You're right.
So I'm like, I know it's not Lana, it's Hannah. Oh, it's in it rhymes. Hannah Lana. What was up with her 1970s Charlie's Angels
it's been
feather
bad.
Thing?
Her hair's been bad.
What? Why did they? And then what's her name? Ava's hair too.
Well, she has an excuse. You haven't watched. You didn't see the mohawk, did you?
No.
She shaved a mohawk into her head. I kid you not. Not for real, obviously. But character did. So now she has to wear a wig because Lily had to shave the rest of her hair off because it looked so bad.
That wig was really.
I'm telling you, the hair department is hating. The writing staff right now for that choice. Because now they got to deal with, truthfully, they got to deal with, like, making Ava's hair look grown out. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Which they should do. They should have Ava whip off the wig and have, like, grown out hair. That's what they should do. And I would actually like to see her in short hair.
You know, I feel so bad saying this, but I don't like her. Ramblin' Lovin' or whatever her name is.
He loves her Ramblin' Lovin'
or whatever her name is. I don't buy the Ava character. I don't buy her as a supermodel. I just don't care for it.
I'm enjoying it. But back to Kenzel, who's going crazy. She goes to see Erica, who is busy fantasizing.
I love
about
that.
Greenlee
that's old school, All My Children.
It was
I
so
love
funny.
That was so old school.
But here
all
was
my
problem, all right? Melissa wrote me an email and brought this up, and she was absolutely right. I hadn't seen the episode, Melissa, when you mentioned that. And then I went back and saw it, and I was like, oh my gosh, she's so right. When Greenlee in the fantasy sequence was presented with a straitjacket, she does not protest, and even worse, she puts her arms in the jacket. She's like, oh, what are you doing? And she slips her arms in the jacket.
But see, you got to remember, it's Erica's fantasy.
Listen,
so in Erica's fantasy, it's going
to
be...
Nah, she needs to be protesting in the
fantasy. You got to understand, it's from Erica's perspective. If it was from Greenlee's perspective... If it was from Greenlee's perspective, then Greenlee would have been, like, fantasizing. Greenlee would have been, like, fighting. But it's from Erica's perspective because Erica wants everything nice and neat.
I thought that for about 1 second, and then I still thought it was ridiculous.
No, I love it. It was
because
very old school,
Erica would have had a lot more pleasure seeing her freaking out and getting straitjacketed.
Now, wait a minute. This is from later on in the week.
No.
Because you're talking about Erica now. But we didn't mention on Monday Erica and Adam.
We didn't talk about Erica and Adam. That's right.
And this is what I was telling you is that I love when All My Children is old school. All My Children. Monday's episode was fabulous for me only because David Canary and Susan Lucci had a bunch of scenes together and
but
they
nothing
were
really
amazing.
They decided they were going to get together and institutionalize.
So what do you mean that they have it? They had
That's
great dialogue and scenes. That was enjoyable scene work.
Agree,
let me tell you something. When she buttered them up and she was like, I'm coming to you because only you would know how to do this. How do I get somebody committed? I mean, that's using history of the show.
Yeah.
I mean, because he's committed how many of his wives to an institution?
That's true.
I mean, I was enjoying those scenes. I was enjoying. And the thing that this is where they dropped the ball for me, though, I got so excited. Because they mentioned Mary Smythe.
They did.
They mentioned Mary Smythe. And I thought, please, God, let them be bringing Anna Stewart back.
Well, because Mary Smythe has to be the one to sign the papers
yes.
to have Greenlee institutionalized.
And the whole week went by, no Mary Smythe, not even a phone call.
We did get Mary Smythe's signature as forged by Erica. Erica forged her signature in the documents.
Yeah, but...
Barry calls her and says... Erica, I have to advise you that forgery is against the law. It's not something I can advise. Or something like that.
Yeah, but see, that's what I'm saying. They dropped the ball. They should have gotten Anna Stewart back. Mary was a great character.
They're never going to do any of this stuff, Jordan. It's hopeless. It's absolutely hopeless.
It really pissed me off because I was really getting excited.
Well, you know who we did get back this week?
Who?
Simone!
Yeah, that I don't like. I don't like
that. There's no pleasing Jordan this week, people.
I didn't like that.
There's nothing we can do to please him.
Why? Of all the people that can visit Kendall from beyond the grave, Simone?
Why can't Mona visit Kendall?
I know. Well, because Mona's really dead. Mona is really dead. But I'd rather see, like, an old woman back
in
the head.
Listen, Elvis Presley sang a duet with Celine Dion at the Oscars. Why can't Mona?
I mean, Simone... When were they, like, really best friends?
Listen, can I just tell you something? I was so excited when Miss Terry Evans appeared on that screen because I'm going to tell you people right now, that woman's over 40, all right? She is astoundingly beautiful. You cannot deny how beautiful she is. And she's a good, funny actress. Even from beyond the grave, she was cracking jokes. Now, she was talking nonsense because she was saying they made her say stupid stuff like you and Greenlee are cosmic twins and I wanted to throw up.
I that's what I'm saying. I just didn't buy it. But it wasn't because I don't like Simone. I actually did like Simone.
Wasn't she breathtaking on the screen,
though? Oh, she's beautiful. But
like,
see, they never should have killed her off.
But that's what I'm saying. That so makes me so angry.
They never should have killed her off. I mean, I personally loved the whole storyline when... Simone was sleeping with Greenlee's father, and then Mary came to town and found out. There was a great scene where Mary, I'm going back in time. I'm sorry. I don't mean to be talking about past stuff. But that's, I mean, I like Mr. Simone. I don't want you guys to get me wrong. I love Simone, but I just didn't buy the whole Simone's ghost coming back to talk to Kendall about, like, Greenlee and her being caught. That was all stupid.
All right. It was a way to get her on the show, and it was a little bit. But what else are they going to do?
They could take my original idea, which is to say that the last 4 years have been a dream and pick up, like, from there.
I would accept that in a heartbeat.
When the new writers came out, that's what they should have done. That way they could bring Dixie back.
I would accept that in a heartbeat.
That's what I'm saying.
Absolute heartbeat.
Tad wakes up. I've had the worst nightmare of my life for the last 4 years.
He rolls over and he's in bed naked with Dixie.
And that would be great.
My dream come true.
That would be great.
Because I would take it. No explanation required.
No Zach?
All right, I'll take
Edmund's
that.
Edmund's still alive?
I would take that. But we can't get Maria anyway. She's very successful right
I
now.
I know. She ain't coming back.
She's not coming back. She's doing
she
so good.
She got nighttime.
On CSI Miami. She's
oh,
doing
I miss
great.
Me some Maria.
And she is beautiful. And she is a lovely person. I met
and
her once.
Get, yeah?
She was amazing.
She's beautiful.
She was
but see,
amazing.
That's the problem with emotion. They give it all the good people.
So then, okay. Well, not to cut you off, Jordan. But
okay, go ahead. I know, I digress.
That's all right. We always, that's what we're here for. You know what I'm saying? Prior to that whole vision mm-hmm. with Simone, we see Kendall at the hospital.
Right.
Minahan's Julia gets a 1 minute appearance at the hospital to move the story
Why
along.
Why do they keep disrespecting my
I'm
girl?
I'm telling you. And she goes and she, you know, she's sneaking around and we don't know why. And then we figure out that she tells Minahan's Julia that she's looking for some baby blanket because Spike can't sleep. And she thinks he loves the hospital so much that he has to have a baby blanket from the hospital. Because, of course, why wouldn't a child love a hospital? Ian seems to be perfectly happy there.
He lives there.
Ian's going to be very confused when he's not living in a hospital. Poor thing. So Kendall goes and she finds some chloroform. And, you know, the props people have really done a good job helping us see that it's chloroform. They marked that label very clearly. Chloroform. And so she steals it, right? And then, and did you check out the whole music video thing? Remember when they had that whole music montage? And then they credited the woman who sang the song and they put a little credit under there. It was like a VH1 music video. Mm-hmm. It's really weird. Like it. I like the song though. The song was kind of good. So then, okay, Greenlee has been in the meantime making love with Aiden. Listen, I like it. I gotta tell you, she was wearing these little see-through panties.
You're obsessed with people's underwear this week.
No, listen, I think she looked good. That's the thing. She's got this like perfect body that like I could only dream of. So I like, well, I think it looks pretty, you know? I like people look. I'm an admirer of the human form, all right? I could tell you whether it's male or female, whether it's a nice human form. She has a very beautiful human form. Just like Miss Simone at 41-something years old has a beautiful form. Beautiful. And it's nothing wrong, Jordan Hudson, with admiring it.
I didn't say that. I'm just like you. It's like you really, this week, you've been really looking at the underwear.
I like a little passion and sexuality in my program. You know what I'm saying?
I like it too, but not with Greenlee and Aiden.
And don't bother me. Because you know what? As long as they're doing it, I don't have to hear them talk. Either one of them.
Well, that's
I don't
good.
Have to. I don't talk, have to yeah. use my Aidenator. You know, my translator for Aiden. I'm pretty good at Aiden, but it is a little bit of work, and I have to hit rewind, so I don't have to do any of that on the TiVo. And with Greenlee, I don't have to hear her voice.
She does talk like that. She's very, very sing-songy.
Back to Greenlee and Aiden. Didn't you like? I liked it because when she got the call from Kendall to come over or whatever, she whispers. She gets her little pant, her little seven jeans on. She puts them on over her little white see-through panties. Mm-hmm. And she whispers to Aiden, I love you. I liked it. I liked it. It made me happy for her. I'm so torn. I'm torn between two Greenlees.
I'm not torn between two Greenlees. I don't like this Greenlee. I'm not liking this storyline.
Well, when they get to the boathouse, Kendall's whole cockamamie plan comes to fruition. And that I was loved fun. It. It was fun because, first of all, Spike was talking the whole time. He was chattering. He was a little chatterbox. It was so cute.
Aren't you deaf? Why are you
I know. That's going to be a problem. It's going to be a problem. But it was nice because actually Greenlee, Sabine Singh, did a really nice job of like working with that. And, you know, Kendall was really trying to shut him up. She was smoothing his hair and she was rubbing his cheeks and all that. And, like, it was work. But I thought Sabine did a good job. But anyway, they're in the boathouse. And
where everybody goes to.
And yeah, and it was really funny because all of a sudden, Kendall gets a phone call. And I wonder if she like set her alarm or something on her phone.
Mm-hmm.
She gets a phone call that says that Zach's in the hospital. So she tells Greenlee, oh my God, Zach's in the hospital. You have to stay with Spike.
Mm-hmm.
And Greenlee goes pale. I mean, she really literally did, like her face, like the color drained. And she goes, oh no, I can't do that. Or something like that, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She knows better. So finally, Kendall convinces her to stay with Spike. And she goes. And then you could tell Kendall is like, because they've had like a discussion this whole time. And Greenlee's kind of showing her old side and stuff. And Kendall's kind of falling for it or whatever. And so when Kendall finally leaves, she listens to Greenlee like all happy because she's happy to be back with Spike. She's happy to be back with Kendall. She's happy to be with Aiden. She's just happy, right? She hasn't been this way in a long time. And so Kendall decides, well, screw you anyway. You crazy. You gonna hurt my kid and I'm gonna hurt you and all that stuff. And she goes and she takes the chloroform out of her bag.
Mm-hmm.
Ever so gingerly. Now, meanwhile, she's got these little True Religion jeans on, right? She got this little short top and this little short jacket. She looks beautiful, right? Perfect. And she takes out the chloroform and she puts it on that little handkerchief, calls the police, puts it to her mouth and passes out. And as she passes out, her little True Religion jeans and her little butt hits the floor and she sprawls out and she looks like perfect, like a model, like for Vogue magazine. Her little flat, perfect belly with her skinny little waist is showing. Mm-hmm. And she sprawled out delicately.
Like Madonna looking like all Versace ad for Vogue.
Totally,
it was very that.
Totally.
It was very that.
So then the police come. And then Zach, who has been fighting with Aiden. Check Aiden out. Aiden has been threatening Zach. He's all into, you know, Greenie now. So now he's going to go protect, right? And he goes mental on him. What I said was, he goes mental on him. And Zach was cool as a cucumber. Mm-hmm. But Aiden, I want an answer. He wants an answer, is basically what he wants. He wants to know what Zach has done to Greenie and if Zach is done with Greenie.
Mm.
And he threatened Zach. If you go off to Greenlee again, I'm going to kill you. Something like that. He said if he...
You're very entertaining. You're like
he
civil.
He said if Zach goes after Greenlee again, he's going to kill him. And Zach was like, you are. Interesting. It was awesome.
I know. Both of them have those accents. I can't understand.
But he was good. No, he
Why
was
Why is all these foreigners in Pine Valley?
Oh, I love that.
Deport them all.
I think. And you know, they gave Aiden so much dialogue on that scene. His tongue was tripping a little bit. As usual. He didn't say consequences. He said consequences. That's really what he said.
No, wait. Is that it? Are you not going to tell them how it ended Friday?
I will tell you how it ended. Would you like to share? Why don't you share it?
Well, you do it so much better when you lay it out because I like to get right to the meat and bones. So go ahead. You say it. And then I'll comment on it.
All right. This will happen.
Because I actually have something good to say about this.
Basically, the cops come and they arrest Greenlee. And Greenlee don't know what's happening.
And I got to say, I know you're gonna gag, but I actually did think Sabine was actually good.
I actually thought she was better than Kenzalyn this, than Alicia. Because, although no, that's not true. Alicia was playing, I think, being torn. Because she wasn't like freaking out. She wasn't like, oh my God, my baby. She kidnapped him. You know, she wasn't doing that. If Spike was really kidnapped by Greenlee, she would have been flipping.
Mm-hmm.
Flipping. Mm-hmm. You know, and she didn't do that. So to me, that indicated that she was torn about the lie that she was telling. Don't you think?
Yeah.
So maybe that's what that was.
Yeah, no, I think the scene was really good.
But Sabine looked really hurt, right?
That's what I'm saying. I have to say, I'm giving props to Sabine.
She looked really
hurt. This is the first time that I've seen Sabine act that I actually really believed her and enjoyed it. I thought, and the thing that I loved the most was the very last scene before they went to black. It was so subtle, and it makes me think that this girl can really act now because what she did was she was standing there watching it, and then the realization came to what was going on, and you saw it in her eyes before they went to black. She realized that Kendall was – because at first she was, like, really confused and hurt, and the camera just did a close-up on her, and then in her eyes, it registered what was going on.
I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to tell you something. Even a broken clock – is right twice a day.
That's good. I like that.
That is what I'm saying.
It was good.
It was a good
I enjoyed
moment for
it.
Her. She did a good job.
It was a good moment, and I enjoyed the whole thing that Kendall did because it reminds me of her mother. Again, I think that's a perfect showing that this is Erica Kane's daughter because only Erica Kane would do something crazy like this. These schemes.
Well, I did enjoy her confrontation, though. I have to say, I did enjoy her confrontation with JR when she rejected JR's offer, when she was like, I'm moving on. Jared was so mad. He's like, bite me.
I like JR this
week. Which was
week.
Pretty good. Well, I thought
he
that was
very,
good.
He was very like Adam Chandler Jr.
Yeah,
he's
he was.
Really his, again, his father's son.
He was.
I love when they start acting like that. Just cut that hair.
Ay, yo. Sorry, when we talked about Erica, we talked about Kendall, we talked about all this stuff. A lot of stuff happened, people. We didn't talk about Erica and Jack making love. Can I ask you a question?
What?
Maybe this is more of a comment. I don't know that Erica makes love to Jack as much as she allows Jack to make love to her.
Yeah, it's more that.
And why is it that when a man makes love to Erica, they always have to pick her little 95-pound body up and bring her to the bed?
Because that's romantic and sexy is very Gone with the Wind.
It's never, she never walks to the bed. She never drags them to the bed.
Is she supposed to pick him
they
up?
They always lift her and place her, they always lift her and place her gingerly on the bed.
I think that's more Susan Lucci. She's not gonna, she's like, she's Miss Susan Lucci. She's not gonna be no manhandle.
That's right.
I mean, I look, this is my comment on it. I think this is a waste. I think Erica Kane is being wasted. They really should have never gotten rid of Safari, Jeff.
But did you hear what she said to Jack?
What?
Nothing. Nothing can ever drive us apart.
What BS? What a load of malarkey. To say that.
And he buys it hook, line, and sinker.
I did like when he said, if you mention one word of my daughter, if Greenlee comes out of your mouth, I'm out. And she's like, whoo. That was cute. But I never liked
her
with Jack.
It's a little devious. It's just like Jack. Kendall. It's a parallel structure, people. Because while Kendall is lying to Zach, her mate, Erica is lying to Jack, her mate.
Yes, well,
that was a
mother
rhyme.
And daughter.
That
mother
was like
daughter.
Dr. Seuss.
I love Erica when she's bad.
Do we have to talk about Blandy?
Yeah, make it quick because I don't think they really care. It was Blandy and Richie and Ryan had a lot to do this week, but I was like, through it all.
I agree. Let's make it quick. Richie denies having leukemia to Blandy, and Ryan doesn't think it's true, and Blandy's so worried about it, and Ryan's like, your brother drowned a kid for a baseball. And he pushed your father out of a window. And he tries to convince Blandy that Richie ain't sick. But then he comes up with this devious plan to prove that Richie is indeed sick.
Yeah.
He kidnaps
him. On the airplane.
On the airplane. Puts him on an airplane.
And then they grab that needle.
To take a test for leukemia. Yeah. And then...
It's just a little extreme. Just a little extreme.
Honestly, and I gotta tell you. We're supposed to buy that this man terrorized Blandy. Okay, but yet at every turn, at every opportunity, she is involved in this man's life. How does that make any god darn sense?
Look, I'm gonna tell you, the only way that this storyline is gonna work for me is if it comes out
of twist. Blandy dies.
All right, I don't want to go that extreme, but I think that if it's a twist, if we find out that Richie is the good one and Blandy's the little,
but it's not gonna be. They've already established that she is the good one. I think.
I don't know. Good writers can make things happen. That's all I'm gonna say. I think a twist to make the storyline exciting, twist wise, would be if there'd be a big turn of events and we find out Blandy's really the psycho.
Well, the one thing I liked was that he proposed that if he was dying, it would actually be great. Because he could take Blandy with him. And that's true. If he's dying, he got nothing to fear by killing her.
That's true.
Right? Kind of like that idea. I was like, Richie, damn, you should settle this score. Be crazy. Done with the both of y'all. Although, I like Richie.
You do? Because you didn't like him at first.
I didn't like Goofy West at first. He's a little less goofy to me.
You didn't like him at first.
I don't hate him. I don't love him. But I'm enjoying some of the stuff he's doing. At least it's a little interesting to me.
Yeah.
Can I just tell you? Didn't Richie have to go to the hospital when he first came on the show because Aiden tried to hang him?
Didn't he push the chair out himself, though?
Well, that's not my point. My point is that man was treated by Dr. Joe. And you're going to tell me they didn't run blood tests on that man and they didn't find the leukemia then?
Look, how many people have Dr. Joe lost over the years? Dr. Joe's old. Dr. Joe should really be retired, don't you think?
I'm just talking about sensibility, people. That don't make no sense, all right? I'm going to say it right now. And then what else happened? No, so that's really it, right? They go on the plane. I mean, Richie had a moment with Babe, right? He was pissed at her because she told Blandy that he was sick. I fell asleep through those scenes.
Yeah. Now, let me ask you, because again, I've been away for a while. What do you think of the new Babe?
People, I don't know if I can repeat it because I've been so negative about Miss Amanda Baker and it's not becoming to be so negative about people. My mother told me if you don't have something nice to say about somebody, don't say it. And I ignore that rule pretty much most of my life.
Well, you should. My mother always said, if you don't have something nice to say about somebody, then come and sit by me and tell me. That's from Steel Magnolias. That's not my mother. That's from Steel Magnolias. I can't give my mom credit. That's from Steel Magnolias. I love that line. But look, it's too soon.
Way too soon.
To recast.
Way too much plastic surgery. Way bad hair.
What is up with her hair?
Hair is bad. I saw a picture of her on her MySpace page where she has curly, gorgeous hair. Like, not curly, but wavy. Adorable.
Oh, so they're like straightening
They're like straightening her
they're
hair.
Straightening.
Frying
so
it to within an inch of her
so
life.
So that's why it looks very ghetto. It looks like very like
frizzy.
All the little Latin girls that I grew up with that want to get the straight hair when they got the magic curly. And it looks like it
and
does not look cute.
It's like bleach frizzy.
It does not.
And then, but that's what I'm saying. Like, original Babe, like, not you can't make her original Babe. But what I'm saying is, like, the spirit of the character is more loose, more fun. Don't you think? So why not put her in the curly hair, put her in more fun clothes, and like be done with it already. Try make her perfect. And then her diction is perfect. It's like, you from the South, baby.
Yeah, she's not. That's another. Yeah.
She's like, there's nothing left of Babe in this girl. She's so clean cut and so perfect and everything.
Yeah, see, I wasn't here. I really wanted to be here the week the change happened.
Because I
had a lot to say. I mean, I'm really upset with it. I just don't think that Judy Bly Wilson really has a clue about how to recast a role.
Yeah.
Because this is what, the second recast in a while.
Terrible.
And it's just really bad. Terrible. Really bad. I don't, and I feel bad for her. I feel bad for the girl.
She's in a tough
situation.
But what did you think? I mean, basically all that happened to her this week was that she saw JR drinking.
Yeah, that was stupid.
And then, but JR wasn't drinking, people.
No, I know, but the whole overreact.
It was just a way to get them together and get them to have sex, which they did, people.
Yeah, they did. Yeah,
What do you think about it? Chemistry? No? Yes?
No.
He's pretty good at generating chemistry with people.
No, he's good at generating chemistry. I just don't like her. I mean, I think he could work with a brick wall and there'll be chemistry. I like me some Jacob Young.
Yeah.
I really do. I just don't. Yeah, I wasn't buying him in a man. Like, what is her name? Amanda Baker?
Amanda Baker.
Yeah, I wasn't buying her. I don't buy her as Babe. You know, and you know what? Did you see Wednesday? What was it with Crystal and Tad? That was Tuesday's episode.
Mm-hmm.
There was this moment where Crystal turns around from the jukebox and she's caught in the middle between Tad and Hannah. And I got to tell you, she looked so much like Alexa Havens at that moment. That it unnerved me because I always thought that was such a good cast. And they really look like mother and daughter.
It
broke my heart because I'm like, oh my gosh, she looks just like Alexa.
Except for the hair color.
Yeah. And because I'm like, she looks just like Alexa.
Alexa's blonde hair. Where does it come from? If David Hayward's her dad.
I know.
And Kristen is her mom. It doesn't really work.
Well, that's so bothersome. But no, we didn't talk about that. I like that episode.
That was good. Anything with Tad and Hannah and Crystal and Adam, I'm loving the show.
I got to tell you. I loved all the scenes. I think we're a little different. I like the character-driven stuff.
Okay.
I like those moments where the characters are bonding to it. I thought the Tad talking to his son's ex-girlfriend was a little weird, but about his personal life. But I thought it was cute.
I agree with Julia. Yeah.
I thought it was cute. I mean, I like the dialogue. I like when Julia was like, "Ooh, you got some." I was like, "They're becoming
friends."
After
much thinking and pondering, people, I agree with most of y'all. Most of y'all are saying you don't want to see Kung Fulia, Minnie Hands, Julia, and Tad pairing.
I do,
most
though.
Most of people aren't,
really?
Though. Because it's easy. It's easy. It's like, stick them together, stick, and have Kathy be revealed, and then that's it.
See,
and I think that's right. I think it's too easy. She has good chemistry with Josh.
I think...
Wait. She has good chemistry with Josh. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, well, see, but I... See, this is my problem with soaps. They don't know how to write something anymore to keep the characters apart. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Everything gets too... You know, in the old days, look at Greg and Jenny. Greg and Jenny were together for almost 3 years, and they were apart for all those 3 years, and you just kept wanting them to get together. They don't do that anymore. I thought that they rushed the whole Julia. I thought they were going to make a nice big triangle between Josh, Julia, and Jamie. And it went nowhere.
Yeah.
Josh became obsessed with Babe. And I think you can get a good triangle going with Tad and three women right now.
Three?
Yeah.
Tad Crystal, don't need three women.
Crystal, Hannah, and Julia.
Julia
has his daughter with Dixie. Hannah because the sex is hot.
Hannah and him are sexy and age appropriate. That's what I'm saying. That's what I like about
it. I like
it. And
Julia
so is Crystal.
Tad.
I don't like it. I think it's gross. But on the positive note, I think Minnie and Julia's bangs were a little bit better this week.
Why are they not giving her any...
Her hair is bad. Her makeup is bad. Everything is bad about her. And she's
you know,
so beautiful
and lovely. I'm a big Julia fan.
I love Julia.
I never liked her with Noah.
I used to not like her so much, but now I really love her.
No, I've always loved her. I never liked her with Noah.
She's a good heart.
I didn't tell you this. I used to have the biggest crush on her. I thought I was going to marry her.
Ah.
When she was on Thornbirds.
Oh my God, she played Little Rachel Ward on Thornbirds. She did.
Let me tell you. Sydney Penney was a hot little girl.
She was
a
beautiful little girl.
Yeah, and we're like the same age. Yeah, we're the same age.
I guess
we're the same age. So, you know, when I was little, I was like, I'll marry that girl. She was so cute on Thornbirds. I was like, that's the way I want my wife to look. She's gorgeous. Give her a storyline, damn it.
Yes, I agree. I mean, but it was a good week for Tad. He got laid, which was great. And he was happy to see him and Hannah hook up. It was a little sleazy at first. But then they kind of redeemed it because they both realized that they were kind of like using each other a little bit to feel better about certain things. Yeah. And so they decided to go start clean and start fresh and go out as people who really, adults who really like each other. And I like that.
Mm-hmm. Didn't you like that? Yeah, I loved it. No, I really thought that
Crystal's
was...
Crystal's top, bad. Hannah and Tad's sex, good.
Yeah, I really loved it. I thought they were really great. I thought it was a really great episode with them.
All right.
The dialogue.
We got to breeze through Miss Ava.
That's fine with me.
All you got to know about Ava is that at the beginning of the week, you have this wacky website guy. Although he was pretty realistic. I liked him. Better than that one nerd that Babe had to tutor her, remember?
Mm-hmm,
it was so over the top stupid. This guy was realistic. He was a website guy, and he was doing the mock website for the new JR website thing he's got going, and the numbers were doing really great or something like that. And JR was all excited, and he gets Ava all excited, and she's wearing this wig. Right? He's trying to convince her to do this website and break from fusion. And she's trying to get her head on straight with Special Johnny. You know what I'm saying? Trying to play it straight. So she...
Inside joke, sorry.
So she comes, sees him in this wig, you know, and it's a pretty awful wig. Let's face it. Jordan is absolutely right. It's a terrible wig. But she starts talking to JR, and he's trying to convince her to do this website. And he starts talking to her people so sexy. And he's like, let's face it. You stop playing the bad girl, and your career is over. Now let's get down to what's scaring you. You've got it bad for me.
I was turned off, people.
And then he starts saying stuff to her, and like, real sexy. He describes, like, how they'd get naked and soaked in sweat and lie spent afterwards. And she's just, like, dying.
And again, I give props where props would do. I actually thought she really was good in that scene. Because you could see the torn conflict. Saw her trying to fight, you know. I mean, I have to say it was a well-written scene, very well acted. And I actually like this storyline. I like this little triangle that's happening.
It's good, right?
It's good. I just don't like her. But I like the triangle and the storyline. I really do.
Well, I think it was funny because JR's trying to make it clear that he don't need to fall in love with her. He just wants to sleep with her. Mm-hmm. He's like, go marry Johnny. I don't care. I just want to have sex with you, basically.
Yeah, JR's becoming his father's son. I love it.
I know. I mean, we agree. His hair is a little skeevy, but it kind of suits his smarminess.
No, that hair needs to go. It's so wrong, that hair.
He said, Jonathan may be the guy you want to run off into the sunset with, but I'm the guy you want crawling all over you.
Yeah, that was hot.
Oh, that was hot. I loved it.
Yeah. That's what I said. There were some good moments this week. When you get moments like that, that was some good moments.
Well, then she runs. She goes running. She says no to him. She goes running to Special Johnny. And she wants to set a date. And she's trying to make love to him. And he's like, let me just go grab a calendar. And yeah. I'm like, what are you, stupid?
That's what I liked about it. The fact that, like, she couldn't deal with the fact that she has the hostage. Yeah, so she calls her fiancé, and he comes running, and she, like, leaps on him the minute he walked through the door.
It was good. It was good. I enjoyed it, people.
It was good.
I enjoyed some stuff. Didn't enjoy other stuff.
Yeah. That's where we're at right now with all my children. I mean, it's a work in progress, people. It's slowly getting better, but I still say bring some old characters back. Bring Petey Cortland back as an adult.
I'm saying writer strike. Give me some Greg and Jenny and Jesse and Angie reruns.
I'd even settle for Nico and what's her name?
Oh, God.
What was her name? Cecily.
Cecily.
Love Nico and Cecily.
What about Tad and Hillary?
I never liked Hillary.
Oh, I love Tad and Hillary.
I thought Hillary was the most boringest character.
Oh, my God, I love Tad and Hillary.
She was the Blandy of the 80s as far as I'm concerned.
No way,
I hated Hillary.
People are wrong.
With those big, pot-headed eyes.
She was the little rich girl.
Her eyes were always like...
She was the little rich girl who wanted her to be naughty.
No, I never liked... You know who I liked Tad with? I loved Dottie.
You did?
I love Tad.
And Dottie. He didn't care about Dottie.
But I love me some Tasia Valenza with those big lips. I love me some Tad and Dottie. I like Tad and Dottie. But of course, the one person that I would love back is Marcy Walker as Liza. Yeah. I loved Liza Kobe.
Unless you can set all my children in the center of a church.
Yeah,
she ain't coming back.
I know she's. But you know who she had chemistry with? Remember, not the first Jake. The really rugged, good-looking one.
I don't remember him. I didn't watch them.
Oh, you didn't watch?
I had a donut hole in my viewership.
Really?
I had a period that I stopped.
Let
watching.
Me tell you something. They had some chemistry, and I used to remember his name, and I can't believe that I'm drawing a blank on his name.
I remember who you're talking about. He was gorgeous.
Not the boring one that was with.
I liked him, but whatever.
Not J. Eddie Peck that was with.
I like him.
What was his name? Buttig. And the Princess Jillian. He was with her too.
Oh yeah.
No, not that Jake. It was the first Jake that came back, the one that fell in love with Liza. See, that was a good triangle between him, Liza, and Tat, and they ended it so soon.
Mm.
Could have went for years with that.
Yeah.
And they had chemistry.
Oh, people. Old all right. Days, well, we have days. Gone long today, but that's all right because we love talking to you and we're glad you're with us.
I'm glad to be back.
We love talking to Jordan, that is. That's what I meant to say.
Oh, thank you. I love talking to you guys.
Thank you for being here, Jordan. If you want to write us, you can email us at pvp@pinevalleypodcast.com or you can go to our MySpace page at www.myspace.com/pinevalleypodcast or you can just go to our website and find everything you need there. www.pinevalleypodcast.com. I am your host, Ashley Mendoza.
And I'm your guest host, Jordan Hudson.
And here's a little something just for you.
Greg.
Your letter, Jenny. The letter that you wrote me. Telling me how you feel, Jenny. I didn't get that letter until today.
What?
They kept it from me. Jenny, look at me. Now that I've read the letter, and now that I know how you feel, you have to know that I feel exactly the same way. I never stopped loving you.